This is Politico Energy. Stay tuned after the show for a message from Chevron.
There's an invisible contract we all signed at birth, a promise. Every hour we work means longer days of freedom and security.
Okay, so actually, I want to start today's episode with this ad, which went massively viral and has been praised as one of the most effective this election cycle.
We asked what we could do for our country. They looked for what they could take.
This ad has pretty much everything.
All across America, the essential people are demanding a new deal.
It talks about Ed Markey's record.
Well, they call me the deal maker.
His background.
I'm Ed Markey. I'm running for Congress because I want to fight for the principles that I believe in. The bosses may tell me where to sit. No one tells me where to stand.
And it also highlights the endorsements he's got for this year's race, which include progressives like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Elizabeth Warren.
With 500 laws on the books, you think I'm going to stop now? They wish.
Green New Deal.
Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Senator Ed Markey introduced their Green New Deal
to stop climate change and create millions of.
But one of the most remarkable things is that this ad is not for Ed Markey in the general election this November. It's for a primary challenge. Here's the thing, though. The guy challenging Markey for his seat isn't just any guy.
Joe Kennedy knows how a legacy is earned. In communities where a leader lives and works. In quiet conversations with people grieving and struggling.
And if you're wondering, yeah, he's one of those Kennedys. The grandson of Bobby Kennedy, who's gotten the endorsement from some prominent Democrats, including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
As with you, I'm honored to be here to support Joe Kennedy.
But even though Kennedy is about half Markey's age, it's Markey who's getting to primary day with an apparent lead among young voters.
He has been out there supporting climate change, which is one of the big priorities for young people. And he's out there talking about Medicare for All as well. He's basically taken the priorities that Bernie Sanders and him have been talking about for decades in Congress. And some of the young people that you and I, Anthony, talked to said that it's about the policy. It's not about whether that person is actually closer to my age, and they see a lot to like about what Ed Markey is putting out there policy-wise that could help future generations.
So today, as voters head to the polls in Massachusetts, Zach Coleman on how the youth climate movement has shaken up this primary battle. It's Tuesday, September 1st, and I'm Anthony Adragna. So he's well known on these issues, but he doesn't have the same national profile as other Massachusetts Democrats, whether that's Elizabeth Warren or John Kerry. And yet, these youth-led climate groups, especially the Sunrise Movement, have kind of gone all in this time. What are some of the things they've been doing to try to boost the Markey candidacy?
Well, they've been online like crazy. They've been, you know, as the term goes, extremely online. And it's part and parcel of the Markey campaign also hiring a lot of Gen Z people. And there is this kind of digital outreach that is very natural and native and doesn't come across as forced. There's memes, there's Twitter reply guys, there's Instagram, there's everything that you could ever want. I would assume there's TikTok, but I don't have TikTok. So that's because I'm a millennial and I'm old, apparently.
What up, Massachusetts? I'm going to show you how you can vote for Ed Markey by mail. It's wicked easy.
I think they've kind of just like turned him into this kind of grandpa-y, gray-haired folk hero that is completely different than his actual personality. If you've ever met Ed Markey, he's a very nice guy, but he's not down with the memes, I don't think. And they've just kind of built this persona around him, which is like kind of part satirical, but another part like, yeah, he is talking about issues that people who get these memes care about and understand.
I think if you told me at the beginning of any of this that Ed Markey was going to be meme-worthy, I would have said that is the 100th out of 100th senator likely to beat that. I think we should underscore the fact that Kennedy actually has a pretty strong environmental record as well. He's got a 96% score from the League of Conservation Voters. He's also a co-sponsor of the Green New Deal. Do you think that's fair that Kennedy has kind of let Markey seize this environmental mantle?
Well, I think it's fair to say that both would take votes that are helpful to solving climate change. I think that in general, it's that question about where does it rank on the list of priorities for each candidate. For Markey, I mean, Anthony, he's someone you and I have known for a long time in terms of his prominence on climate change issues. So yeah, I think it's just a matter of priority.
Now, that's not the only race we're going to be watching today. There's also another contest in Western Massachusetts that the environmental advocates, especially the Sunrise Movement, have been really involved in as well. Do you want to tell us about that race, Zach?
Yeah, that's the chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, Richie Neal, and Alex Morse, who's the progressive challenger and the current mayor of Holyoke, Massachusetts, in the western part of the state. There's been charges that Richie Neal is a establishment Democrat and hasn't pushed hard enough on renewable energy and on climate change.
We need Rep. Richie Neal's support. He's the only representative in Massachusetts that has not co-sponsored this resolution yet.
The fact that renewable energy tax extensions didn't make their way across the finish line, I don't know if you chalk that up to Richie Neal, but that being said, he has been a vocal advocate of renewable energy. It's just, you know, when it comes to getting things across the finish line, he didn't get it done necessarily for solar and wind tax credits.
I think the knock that he's always had is that, you know, when push comes to shove for these things, Neal's not shoving.
Yeah.
And that's left opportunities to get these things through on the table. And that, as activists would tell you, climate activists, if you're not pushing as hard as you can and seizing every opportunity where you can, you're not going to be able to take all the actions that are needed to avert the worst impacts of climate change. Also, more help is coming to the struggling coal industry. Yesterday, the Trump administration finalized a rollback to a rule that protected drinking water supplies from toxic discharges from coal-fired power plants. The finalized rule is very similar to the proposal the EPA presented last year, and according to the agency, it would save the coal industry about $140 million a year. EPA also says they're not concerned about the implications that this rollback will have on drinking water, because, according to them, the cost of all of the more effective water treatment technologies has come down dramatically since the rule was issued. But of course, not everyone is buying that explanation, and environmental groups are already vowing to challenge the rule. Subscribe to Politico Energy wherever you listen, and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. If you want more energy news in your inbox, subscribe to our newsletter at politico.com/morningenergy. Thanks, and we'll be back again tomorrow.
Chevron has spent over $1 billion building one of the largest integrated carbon capture and storage facilities, capable of capturing up to 4 million tons a year. Learn more at chevron.com/possibilities.